Literature Review. Gluteal Injection, The Shift from Tradition to Evidence-Based Practice in Uruguay. Author, Eric Jonathan Calvo Arabi. Abstract. Introduction, Intramuscular Drug Administration is a frequently performed nursing procedure. Nevertheless, the dorsogluteal region continues to be the standard of practice, despite evidence of the neurovascular and pharmacokinetic risks associated with this preferred anatomical site. Objective, to justify the need to update clinical standardization protocols, establishing the ventrogluteal region as the site of first choice for intramuscular administration, based on safety and efficacy criteria supported by current scientific evidence. Materials and methods, a descriptive and analytical literature review was conducted in Medline PubMed, CELO, UDENF, LILACS, and EBSCO, supplemented by an analysis of Uruguay's current health regulatory framework. 15 sources published between 2000 and 2024 were selected, with experimental studies using animal models serving as the exclusion criterion. Results: it was found that the dorsogluteal region exhibits a critical inefficiency in intramuscular injection, with error rates reaching up to 95% in certain demographic groups due to the thickness of the adipose tissue. In contrast, the ventrogluteal region, when applied using the geometric delineation model, demonstrated 100% accuracy in locating the muscle belly. This technique is also associated with reduced pain perception by the patient and the complete mitigation of iatrogenic risks related to the sciatic nerve. Discussion: there is a paradox in Uruguayan clinical practice due to the continued use of the dorsogluteal route, which exposes patients to iatrogenic risks and therapeutic failures. Given that this resistance to change is rooted in traditional academic training, it is an ethical imperative to transition to the ventrogluteal technique to ensure patient safety and quality of care. Conclusions: due to its anatomical safety and technical precision, the ventrogluteal region is considered the gold standard for intramuscular injections. In Uruguay, it is necessary to update clinical protocols and train nursing staff to align clinical practice with current scientific evidence, thereby ensuring patient safety.